Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. The state's commuter rail system has had a rough winter. With each snowstorm, commuter rail riders have been plagued by delays, cancellations, and an alert system that notified them of problems too late to be helpful. Commuter rail officials have been inundated by complaints, so they've pledged to improve their performance. One solution the commuter rail system is considering is to run fewer trains when bad weather hits. With us to talk about how that would help the situation is MBTA General Manager Richard Davey. Mr. Davey, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Mr. Davey, when a big snowstorm hits, the state typically asks people to stay off the roads and take public transportation to work instead. But if you reduce the number of commuter trains that are running during snowstorms, will the system be able to handle all those extra people?
Sure. Well, the reality is, Sasha, that, in fact, while we encourage people to take public transportation, many folks actually stay home, particularly when schools are closed. And for folks who have kids and have difficulty with either babysitting or other opportunities to watch the kids, that some folks stay home. So commuter rail in these snow events that we've seen over the last weeks, in fact, has had about a 30 to 40% drop in ridership, even though folks were encouraged to take commuter rail. And we've seen a similar drop in both the subway and bus side, too. So while the idea sounds counterintuitive, we don't think it is. And it has played out in other transit agencies around the U.S. too. So if we can remove some service, and we're talking probably at this point somewhere in the range of 5 to 10% of the service, yet substantially improve the remaining service for our customers, I think ultimately that's a win.
So you think by removing some trains, that helps you focus on the trains that are running and make sure they run well?
And in particular, make sure that the trains with the higher ridership are running well. But that's exactly right. So it would be a targeted approach only in storm or snow emergencies.
Tell us, in a nutshell, if you can, what has caused all these problems on the commuter rail this winter? Is it old trains, frozen parts, tracks blocked by fallen trees?
It's certainly the first two, which is the extreme cold weather has certainly exposed weaknesses on a number of the mechanical parts, particularly in locomotives. We've had several bridge outages. And then another big piece, Sasha, is that given all the snow buildup along the right-of-way, snow continues to fall into switches. Snow continues to hit cables, which are between the locomotives and the coaches and the coaches themselves. I would say that that's probably the number one issue that we've seen this year, which is the enormous accumulation of snow that has occurred on the right-of-way.
So does that explain in part why even yesterday, when Boston had an almost spring-like day, we had bright sun and temperatures above 50 degrees, the commuter rail still had significant delays? So why still on a day like yesterday?
Well, not significant. There were definitely some significant issues on particular trains. I think the Providence line and the Needham line were two particular ones. But, for example, the north side of Boston had a very good day in terms of on-time performance. So we've been monitoring it very closely. But you are right. There will, given, I think, the lack of investment, particularly in the mechanical fleet over the last several years, you know, we're running locomotives and coaches that are in some instances 25, 35 years old, that even on decent days like we had yesterday, that there may be continued weaknesses. With that said, you know, that's not an excuse, it's a reality that we and NBCR have to deal with as we maintain these fleets for the next couple of years, waiting for the new equipment to arrive.
Richard Davey, if the T does reduce the number of commuter trains that run during snowstorms, how big a reduction will riders see? How many fewer trains?
Well, if we're looking at 480 trains a day and we're talking about approximately 10%, you know, you're talking about probably 40 trips, so 20 round trips, if you will. But, Sasha, I'll tell you this, we're not going to implement it without customer feedback. So we did talk to NBCR today about finalizing a proposed draft schedule that we're going to put out for public comment.
Richard Davey, General Manager of the MBTA, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.